Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing good this morning. It's a beautiful day up here in Jefferson. Everybody's enjoying it as we roll right on into summer and boating season and camping season and all the good fun stuff that we get to do up here in the north. Well, I'm here this morning with, as always, with Wynn Carpenter. Morning, Wynn.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good. Another exciting day closer to Jefferson, another week down.
Amen.
So we're another week closer to our court case, another week closer to some other exciting things, and we've got a lot of exciting things going on. Wrapped up another series of town halls that brought some even more people in.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's as we've always said, California makes us stronger every day. They find a new way to disenfranchise more people, and I've even seen people that I thought would never support Jefferson,
yeah.
never, that have started to kind of come around and go, you know what, I don't think it'll work, but maybe you guys are onto something. Well, you think?
How about if we give it a try and see if it'll work?
Yeah, I mean, what's the other choice? Just sit here and watch the ship sink out from underneath of us?
What's the worst that could happen? We would fail as Jefferson, you know, far better off than failing as California.
It would be a smaller failure, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, and it just, you watch the march of our state legislature, and it just, what are these people thinking?
They're not.
Yeah. As, you know, my favorite quote lately comes from Putz de Leon, Senate president of the Senate, the Whig, as I call him.
Yeah.
And when they're talking about the gun legislation, our Senate just passed 11 new gun laws, you know, ammo permits, background checks. They want to ban any rifle with a detachable magazine, all get rid of the bullet button, which is a law that they created that was going to solve everything.
Which didn't
solve anything. And they have all of these laws that they passed, but several of these laws have been brought to the ballot by initiative by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. And Putz de Leon is upset at Newsom because he says after all of these years of work, we've passed these laws, and now there's these ballot initiatives. Can you get rid of them? Because this is too important to leave up to the will of the people of California.
Hmm.
Think about that for a second. What did he just say?
So De Leon thinks that we are subjects?
Apparently, because he's worried that they get these laws passed and then the popular will of the people overturn his laws, and this is too important to leave up to us to decide.
Sounds like it. Sounds like we're the slaves that he wants us.
Yeah,
wants to keep
I mean, that's exactly what the guy said.
Good Lord.
And, you know, every day they make us stronger. Then they pass laws to exempt themselves from the laws that they just passed on us.
What are they going to do when they're out of the office? Don't they realize once they leave office, either by our choice?
do those exemptions extend
beyond that
indefinitely, like their benefits do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good question. It's like if you've once served, then you're always covered.
Yeah, once you're royalty, you're always royalty kind of thing.
Yeah, you get that lifetime exemption. Oh, that'd be nice. Not.
Yeah, must be. So, yeah, they just keep hammering away on us here in California and making us stronger, making the movement stronger. We continue to see the groundswell of movement and support in Jefferson, and it's funny how we kind of go in spurts.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be a big spurt of support, and then, you know, the work's got to get done, and then there's another big spurt of work, and the work's got to get done. And we're at the point where we need to formalize more of the organization because the work has become larger. The work has become greater. The work has become beyond individual counties. Mm-hmm. Now we have to increase the cooperation between the counties.
Right.
You know, everybody's always asked, what's the plan? What are you going to look like? What are you going to do? Well, we've always had a plan, and there's parts of it that we're willing to talk about, and there's parts that we're not willing to talk about, because there are people that oppose us. There are people that want to stop the movement, and we would have to be some kind of idiots to put everything out there and give them the game plan.
Well, that's just it. Everything's got to be done in a timely fashion, and it will be done in a timely fashion so that everybody understands, you know, the next step that we're on. Because there's always the next step. Okay, what's now? Okay, we work on this. Okay, what's next? And what does it lead to? And we're looking 5 and 10 years down the road, but we're at the point now where we're in the steps where we have to work towards that end, and we have to take every step.
Absolutely.
And if we don't take every step and make it successful and move forward to build that solid, rock solid foundation to move forward, then we're going to fail. And that's why we have to do what we have to do in that order. And you're right. We can't just throw it all out there because some load of jack wagons are going to try to screw us over. And there you go. You know?
Exactly.
Hello, Keep It California.
Who?
Who?
Yeah. Are they still around?
It's Keep It Communist is what it is. It's not Keep It California.
Well, I know 2/5 of their board of directors is under investigation right now.
2/5, one in each, a fifth in each hand.
Yeah.
Good Lord, what are they doing now?
Well, the original guy that founded Keep It California, Kevin Hendrick.
Yeah.
From Del Norte County, I understand, has finally come under investigation because this guy has a history of money going missing where he's working, and then he resigning before the investigation comes to fruition. Happened while he was a board of supervisor. Then he went on to become the head of a green scheme waste management over in Del Norte, where Del Norte's great plan was to become the trash bin of California, where they took all of California's recyclables and recycled them into some kind of usable products. He was the head of that, and several thousand dollars went missing from that. And guess what? Mr. Hendrick resigned before the investigation took place. My understanding is now that investigation of both of those incidences are coming to fruition. Also, speaking of Del Norte County.
So he's not going to be exempt or out from under protection because he's gone from those positions, right?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, that's good. As long as they
we'll
do
see
what they need
what
to do in a timely fashion and whatever the investigation reveals. Yeah.
Things have a bad habit in California of the investigation starting and just kind of disappearing into the ether.
Yeah, they announce they're doing it and then they just kind of keep. Yeah.
What happened?
What happened? So, nothing happened. Yeah.
But that's our duty to make sure that the light of day stays on those things.
Right.
And speaking of Del Mar County, which we're looking at taking another run at, one of our other big opponents over there, an avowed and open communist, Barbara McClure, is now under investigation because she sits on the Coastal Commission of taking bribes to vote for permits for people to build along the coast.
Wait, she's on the Coastal Commission. She's taking bribes.
Mm-hmm. To vote to issue permits, building permits for people on the coast. If you want to build something along the coastline of California, you have to deal with the Coastal Commission.
Yeah.
It's very difficult unless, you put one of the Coastal Commissioners up for a 3-day weekend and a $1,500 a night resort.
Oh, she didn't.
She did, according to the LA Times, up to 11 times.
11 times.
11 times. So a lot of our opposition are people. The pigeons are coming home to roost.
Good.
So,
and you know what? Pigeons leave.
Yeah.
All over the place. Wow.
And like I said, every day they make us stronger. Every day they prove themselves to be the corrupt people that we have said that they are, the self-centered, self-entitled. And as we have always said, at the end of the day, we're not asking permission for this thing.
That's right.
We're done. We're through. We're moving forward to form this. And we've got some very big steps coming with that, with the coming of the court case, with some of the things that we're going to be talking about here later, some of the things that need to happen. And there have been some people that have been very impatient, I myself included, one of them. let's get to the heart of this thing. Let's get to the heart of this thing. And, you know, cooler heads have prevailed. And as you said, let's build the foundation and build the foundation. And the foundation and the ground game and the capacity that Jefferson has in the movement in 21 separate counties, working on 23 now, is fantastic. We probably have one of the strongest support groups and ground games that there is. I mean, we're undoubtedly in the North State, we are the strength. Now it's time to coalesce that strength and bring it together and use it in a directed and focused fashion.
And we will do that. And that is the plan. You're right. That is the plan. And people should be aware that they should be aware of it so that we're going to make sure we move forward and do everything we need to do in order to make Jefferson happen and successful.
Yeah. And, you know, some people have wanted to leap right into a constitutional convention. Okay, well, how does that work?
You have to have the foundation.
Yeah, you got
to
have the foundation.
You can't just jump into it.
Day one, everybody shows up for the constitutional convention. How do we call it to order? What people show up? What authority do they have? Who grants them that authority?
All of that.
What kind of things can they decide on? Or is it an advisory? There's all of these questions and all of these things that need to be settled beforehand so we don't turn into a circus.
Right.
So, and there are several steps preceding to that, but we are to the point where those steps begin to happen, where we can become a focused tool, where instead of 21 different counties working on collecting money, collecting signatures, collecting all of this, we are starting to coalesce as the one entity that will be the state of Jefferson and are focusing on getting the things that we need for the movement as a whole.
That's right.
And that's the next step. And then that proceeds to the next step, to the next step, until that we have the foundation, we have the framework in place, we have the methods and the rules to what does our convention look like, how does it function, how do we decide, let's draft our constitution.
Well, and this is one of the many mundane things that need to be done, you know, to quote Mark. He says there's going to be a million mundane things that have to happen. And he's absolutely right. And this is part of that process. Also, we have a beautiful template, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. you name it, the boys from before, they had it figured out. And they figured it out after they did it.
Yeah, we have cheat notes.
Yes, we do. We are very fortunate that they left us very detailed information so that we can follow their footsteps in a much quicker fashion and learn from their mistakes and hopefully improve upon what we need to do and create our sovereign state.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about, being a sovereign state, equal with any other state or country in the world.
Yeah, and when we hit that point, it is going to be raucous. It is going to be disagreeable. There are going to be arguments. There's going to be debate, lively debate, I would expect.
And we all have to be adult enough to know that that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't think that, you know, the Founding Fathers didn't have some heated moments where they're drawing guns and hitting each other with their walking sticks and punching each other and truly coming to fisticuffs. It's going to happen. So people need to be aware that things like this do happen. And your sensitive little feelings are going to get hurt. It's going to happen.
Yeah, some people are going to use offensive words. Some people, it's going to be passionate. It's going to be strong. But out of that collision of ideas and out of that collision of priorities and ideologues is going to become the first free and sovereign state in over 150 years.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Yes, it will.
With that, we better get off to our first break. If you got any questions or comments, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And when we come back, we'll be discussing a little bit more of what we're talking about.
You know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, we're moving on up,
moving on
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up, to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. It's on fry in the kitchen, a beef.
All right, well, before we get on with our conversation stuff, we have a quick question and ponder in the chat room from Jimmy about what will happen to all of the prisoners in the prisons that we have up here. Well, Jimmy, it's actually a pretty simple answer. We will release all of the Southern prisoners and happily return them to Southern California unless they are willing to pay us to store their prisoners. One of the things that we've looked at, and that'll be a decision made by the state of California of whether they wish to have their prison population that they can't house back, or they wish to pay us a premium to store them.
There you go.
And it's really that simple, and if they want them back, we'll happily tattoo Jerry's kid right on their forehead and return them to Southern California. So, basically, and that's one of the things that we perceive as revenue, because I don't think the people of California are going to be that willing to take their prisoners back. And we know that they can't store them. They can't store them now.
Right.
So, and it's something like 2 or 3% of our prison population up here actually comes from Jefferson. So we're going to have a lot of empty beds.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
and when they make payment, like we talked about before, they make it payment in gold.
Yeah, we'd like gold. Silver in a pinch.
Up front.
Yeah.
Up front, yeah.
But we want hard currency.
Yes.
Yeah, no California IOUs.
Nope, that ain't happening.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's one of many things that's going to have to be worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to have to be people at the table that work that out, people that are in the concern of that. Prison guards, their unions, things
that's
like
right.
that. What is it going to look like? We should be able to come up with better ways to protect our guards over our prisoners.
Absolutely.
Okay. Why is it that when a prison guard gets hurt or injured on the job, he's got to take a 45-minute ambulance ride and a prisoner gets a helicopter ride? That's unacceptable. That's ridiculous. And it's just another case of California out of control and not doing the right things.
Right.
You know, and can we charge California? Absolutely. They house their prisoners out of state now.
Yep.
Why wouldn't they just send them north?
There you go.
So
all we're doing is just moving the border and just, you know, or creating the border, actually. And with that comes all those things that are already in place for every other state.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make it happen. Hopefully it'll happen sooner than later.
Yeah. Well, I think it will. And, you know, you look at all of the different things, AB 109 and Prop 47 and all of the things that have, California's solution to crime is, well, we just let people that we deem as not really criminals out, and then, you know, it's we change the laws so that it's harder to commit a crime because what we consider a crime is now a bigger deal. You know, you can steal more, so that's going to reduce crime.
What?
Yeah. Huh? Jerry's kid.
Jerry's kid, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's ridiculous what they're up to. And, you know, some of the things that we believe in is judicial reform.
Right.
I personally don't think that there should be plea bargaining allowed in our judicial system. You know, and most people are going to go, oh, wait a minute. But I, you know, that's something that could be debated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something. And I don't think if the state is not willing or able to take the case to the full conclusion of prosecution, leave them alone. You haven't done your job. You haven't done your due diligence. And if they have committed the crime, they better well be fully prosecuted to the extent of the crime and serve the full capacity of the crime. Because if you can face 3 years for burglary, but you only know you're going to do 6 months and get out,
yeah,
you're going to commit the crime.
Well, and especially if they time it just right. You know, if they're going to serve 6 months, they do it, oh, maybe in October, so they know they have the winter months inside with three squares and a cot.
Absolutely.
And then they get released in the spring, and they're back out doing their duties, you know, and that's what's happening. They've got it figured out.
Yeah.
They're repeat offenders on the low end, and that's what they do.
That's exactly what they do. They
costing
they
all of us money.
Lots and lots
we
of money.
We pay for that. Don't forget that. We're paying for those three squares and a cot. We're paying for them to stay in that, you know, high-rise hotel here in Shasta County.
Yeah.
You know, or any other county throughout Jefferson. We're paying for that. And you have to remember that. So why allow it?
You know? And, you know, if we remove the plea bargaining from the system, it would reduce the caseload.
Absolutely.
It would.
Speed up the process.
Well, there's a lot of things that can be fixed, and there's a lot of things that need to occur to go along with a thought like that. And there may be people that completely disagree that are sitting on the other end of this radio going, Red, you're nuts.
Yeah.
But that's a discussion that we have. But first, we have to form the foundation to have the capacity to even think about beginning discussions like that.
Sure.
And the first thing that we do and that we are doing is there is going to be a Jefferson Formation Assembly, where we're going to bring together all of the counties, whoever wants to show up from whatever county, show up. We're all going to meet. Hopefully we're working on an auditorium in about mid-July right now. And if we can use that auditorium or gymnasium and get everybody in, explain what we're doing, explain what we're up to. We're not going to be arguing over whether marijuana is going to be legal or what open carry looks like or the name of the state or anything silly like that yet. But then we explain that we need to form the foundation of what we're doing, the framework and the rules. Now, each county break off by yourselves,
uh-huh,
as individual counties. Have that discussion among yourselves. And this idea of, oh, only two representatives from each county or, you know, five representatives from each county. Well, that's nonsense because at this point we couldn't even decide who picked those representatives.
Right.
And if you look at the Constitutional Convention, how many representatives did each colony send? Well, you know, New York sent something like 41 people.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania sent Ben Franklin.
There you go.
You know, it's up to each individual county at that point. Each county is going to get a vote, one vote,
right,
to begin with, until we found the rules. And then we need to have that discussion. What kind of boards do we need? What kind of commissions do we need? What is their purview? What are their goals? What are their objectives? What authority do they have? What do they have any authority? Are they advisory? And before we get into the weeds on the Constitution and things like that, first of all, we have to design how, as a state, instead of individual counties, we hit the big three that we need. We need to be making phone calls. We need to be collecting money for the court case. We need to be collecting signatures to shore ourselves up. We need to be applying pressure. And we need to bring that into a focus instead of Shasta County bringing pressure. It's 21 counties bringing pressure. Instead of Nevada County bringing pressure, it's all 21 counties bringing the pressure. And we will get into the discussions and all of the different things because different counties have individual needs, wants, thoughts, ideas, and those are all going to come together. But first, we have to build this framework, and that's the next step that we're starting to take, hopefully in the middle of July.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And if you do have an interest in doing that, you know, get a hold of us. Go to soj51.net and get in there onto the contact spot and email us and let us know that you want to participate and let us know which county you reside in. And then also on soj51.net, you can get a hold of the county leadership on each one of the counties. It says county committees on there. Mm-hmm. So click on the committees and go scroll down to your county, click on it, and those are the people that you want to get in touch with. I know we're still updating some of that information there as well, but please do that.
And the website's getting a revamp, and yes.
There's a lot of work going on. And, you know, we're all working like crazy, kind of like that duck floating on water. Those little legs mm-hmm. are going everywhere, and that's exactly what we're doing. And keep in mind, this is a grassroots-level participation project, mm-hmm. and we don't have some big corporation funding us. We don't have all these corporation business people that are running the whole thing. That's not what it is.
Nor do we want them.
We are running it ourselves as the citizens. If people from those companies want to come and participate, they are more than welcome, and we welcome that. But
as individuals. Not as a corporation.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know,
so just letting everybody know and just reminding everybody, we are as grassroots just like it was before, and we will make a difference because we have skin in the game. And if you don't have skin in the game, why would you even have any interest in doing it? But everybody that lives within the territory of Jefferson, you already have skin in the game. You're paying your taxes. You live here. Mm-hmm. You work here. Your family does. Even if your family doesn't live here and they want to come back, yeah. you have skin in the game. So just think about that, you know.
Because we are going to move forward. We're moving yes. forward with the court case. We're going to move forward with forming the organizations we need. We're going to move forward with forming a constitution. We're going to move forward with forming a government.
Well, and nobody, not one individual and not one organization, can stop the court case from moving forward.
Nothing.
Nobody. Nothing can stop it.
Mm-mm.
Once we've got it filed and it's going in there, which is going to happen fairly soon, that's a done deal. Nobody can stop it. And for people saying, oh, they'll never make it, or it's not going to happen, or we're going to put a kibosh on it, you can't do that.
Can't.
It's illegal, number
yeah.
one. If any one individual wanted to file a court case against whomever, they can still do that. So we have that right of doing that, and that's exactly what we're doing.
And the court case opens a lot of doors for us simply by filing.
Absolutely.
Even though that we may be a ways out from doing things, once we bring the argument, we can seek an injunction and say, hey, in the counties that have declared, we want to stop enforcement of all new California laws until this question's resolved.
That's right.
They will not be enforced. We want an injunction against California new California laws, new California taxes, things like that. We want to put a stop to it. And that's a case that we can make because we're in court. There's a great many things that we can begin to do
right.
once this happens.
Well, and that's to say, you know, you use the tools before you to make the process work, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Yes.
Every step of the way, and again, keeping everybody in to remember that we are just building the foundation to make this happen, and this is part of the process. It's an absolute critical part of the process.
Yes.
So we need to make it happen.
And that's what's going to be coming in mid-July, early June with this first assembly meeting, is we're going to begin to define the framework, define the rules, define the processes so that we can move on to the further steps. But again, the main focus is to begin operating not at just individual county levels, but begin the process of operating at a quote-unquote state level.
Correct.
Are there some things that can be handled at a state level and would be handled better off at the state level? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things where individual counties need to do certain things? Absolutely.
Yes.
And now at the state level can commission those counties to say, hey, you need to have this process going on in each and every county. Who's going to be doing that for you? And, you know, right now we couldn't decide who's going to be those people, who's going to be making that decision. We need to sit down, have an open discussion with everyone and anybody that wants to come.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that won't be allowed is somebody to stand up and go, I think we should stay with California. It's probably a bad idea. I can't guarantee your safety if you do that.
It would probably be kind of like at a Trump rally.
Get him out of here. Bad idea.
Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't do anything to their safety. They just might be restrained a little bit.
They might. So, with that, we do have a quick phone call from Nick before we get off to our next break. Nick, are you there?
I'm here, my homies. Good morning. Hey, speaking of Trump, have you guys reached out to him yet? I think this would be right up his alley, but that's not why I called.
I have no comment.
I have a brainstorm on how we can cure the Social Security problem and the CalPERS problem. All we need to do is take all the CalPERS money and all the other states, their retirements money, and city, county, and Fed, and put it into Social Security and put them all on Social Security and make it an even playing field. Now, you know all these Bernie and Hillary supporters? It sure seems like they'd go along with that to me. What do you think, fellas?
I think you're a bomb-throwing radical, Nick.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. No, I think that'd be great. Why don't they get better retirements than us? They're working for us and doing a piss-poor job.
There you go.
Well, it may not be a bad idea at all. The question is do they really still have any money to put into Social Security?
Well, they've got their they've got their investments, but the thing is, if we did that, their unfunded liabilities would go away. So all those investments, you know, a billion or two for CalPERS or whatever it is, that'd flop right into the Social Security pot.
Well, that's a thought.
There you go. It's another idea.
It is a good idea.
Maybe you guys will want to put me in charge of pensions for Jefferson.
There you go.
We do.
You guys have a great day. Thanks.
You bet. Hey, Nick, right. Raise your hand when the time comes when we start talking about that stuff.
Yeah. These are the discussions that will come to fruition.
Yep.
But first, we need to decide and have the ability and the framework. How do we deal with that question? How do we decide on that question?
Right.
And that's the next step for Jefferson. And it's going to be exciting. It's not going to be as fun as the Constitutional Convention. But again, before you're sitting in front of your fireplace, rocking in your rocking chair, enjoying the good life, you got to build the fireplace. You got to build the cabin around it. You got to go out and you got to chop the wood. You got to do all of the things that need to do. And there are things that we absolutely must become more focused and effective at. Gathering
signatures. I'll
tell you
what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to our brothers and sisters and Keep It California and ask them what they like about California besides their pensions.
Well, some people like to be abused.
Yeah. Well, we could have a beat-up squad.
All right. With that, we've got to get off to our next break, and then we'll be back and take Beverly from Reading after that.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are 3 ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And that song is dedicated to Jerry's children over at Keep It California from Nick and Reddy.
Yeah, those lyrics really get it going, don't they?
Yes, they do. Some of them just want to be abused.
There you go.
So, with that is, do we still have Bev from Reddy?
Good morning,
hey,
Bev.
Hey, Bev.
Hello, Bev.
How are you?
Good, how about you?
I'm wonderful.
You had a question or comment for us?
Yes, I do. Memorial Weekend is not about just partying and having a good time. It's to thank and appreciate the men and women before us that served this country and the men that began our country, and that's why we're looking at Jefferson. I have contacted the assembly members and senators. I've called 2,500 times, and it's so easy to do if people would just think about it. I do it during the Giants games. When a commercial is on, I pause it, call four or five people, and get the job done. During the day, I call them. I don't just talk about Jefferson, but I ask them what they think about Jefferson. And now I'm getting them, when I say my name, they're going, oh, Bev, we have a question, blah, blah, blah. And so it's going beyond just letting them know about the situation.
That's awesome.
That's good. Then they're starting to engage. They're starting to get curious themselves.
Right, and to do 2,500, Bev, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need a whole army
of
you.
And I want to thank both of you for the information that you are sending out, because it's the information that people need, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're grateful we're able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that, I think, Wynn, you've got an announcement?
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody that we are our Shasta County Jefferson meets at Monday nights at 5:30. At 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Vineyard Church. And we meet before the Reading Patriots meeting. And we discuss all the things that we're working on locally in Jefferson and Shasta County, plus which other things that are going on Jefferson-wide. And so if you're interested in participating in that or just want to come hear what's going on and just hang out there for a half hour with us on that, we welcome anybody and everybody to come do that. Also, we are letting people know that if you want to donate to the Jefferson Formation, and that is the fund, the legal fund, to pay for the attorneys who are going to take this court case through the entire process so we become our free and sovereign state, you can send make your checks out to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson Formation, and you can also mail it to SOJ Formation at P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. And as a reminder for those that you don't know, Shingle Springs is in El Dorado County, which is down towards the southern end of Jefferson. And that's where our treasurer resides, and she picks up the checks and money orders from the post office and puts them in the bank, and that's how we do it. Or as if you are local here at Shasta County, if you want to contribute in any way, come to the Monday night meetings, and you can give me the money as well. I'm one of two signers on the account, and I can make deposits any day the bank is open. So if you want to do that, we take anything and everything everybody's willing to share with us financially.
We like gold.
We like gold and silver. Sure, we like big chunks of it. But yeah, if you're willing to share that way, and if you want to do a one-time donation, or if you want to do donations on a regular basis, we appreciate that. Keeping in mind that donations are not tax deductible. We are a 501c4, and we did that on purpose, excuse me, because we wanted to make sure that the government did not know who was donating to Jefferson Formation. Otherwise, we would have a bookkeeping nightmare, and we would have to turn all that stuff over and say that all the Johns and Susie Does of Jefferson were donating, and we'd have to tell them where you were and what you did.
And suffer the legitimate fear that the state would
retaliate
against those people. That alone by itself should be enough reason to do what we're doing.
Exactly.
That one thing there by itself should be enough.
And that's exactly why we did a 501c4. So it's not tax deductible. So it is when you know you're donating, it's a true donation. You're not going to get any tax benefit from it. Yeah. So I want you to know that up front. But we truly need all the money we can get. We've got to pay for this. And if everybody contributed just a couple bucks here and there, it would work. We have almost 2 million people, like 1.7 or 1.9 million people in the Jefferson Territory. And if everybody donated a buck, we'd have it. But, you know, there are going to be many, 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 many people that are not going to contribute, which is fine. So we need many, many more people to contribute to make it happen. So please do your part. I do it on a regular basis. I know a lot of us do.
Yeah.
So
even if it's $2, you know, a Jefferson for Jefferson.
That's right.
When you can. Even that, it adds up.
It does add up. So please do that and share the word with everybody you know.
And with that, we're going to get to our next call. Ron from Reading.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question. How far? What I've got is a California map in front of me, and but it doesn't have the counties sectioned out there. So what I'm wondering is, how far does Calaveras, and I guess Tuolumne is the most southern, how far down the state does it go? Does it go clear to, say, Kings Canyon National Park, or maybe Yosemite? Or
Yosemite is actually Tuolumne County.
Okay, how far down does that, does it include the whole Yosemite Park?
Yes.
It goes all the way through there. Okay, I was just wondering where the boundary line was.
Yeah, it's basically the North State, one county north of Sacramento, and then down along the eastern slope of the Sierras, down towards the San Joaquin Valley, stopping roughly at the head of the San Joaquin Valley on the eastern slope.
That would probably be Fresno, I guess, huh?
No, not down that far. We're quite a bit
north of that.
Okay.
So I think, and don't quote me, but I think if you drew a parallel, the southern border would be just north of the northern tip of San Joaquin Valley.
Could be. And the best thing to do is to go to our website, to soj51.net, and it'll show you a map on there of where it is.
Yeah.
And you'll see the Jefferson map. I don't believe it has the rest of California on there. It just shows the counties that are highlighted in green that are in Jefferson. So you could go check that out, and that'll give you a really good idea.
You know, funnily enough, if you look at the picture and you put a hat and a face to it, it actually looks like Thomas Jefferson and his ponytail.
Okay, I did that. I'm looking at your State of Jefferson brochure is what I'm looking at.
Okay. Anyway. Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
And, you know, real quick, I wanted to revisit something that Bev said about Memorial Day weekend, because I got something very profound out of my six-year-old this weekend. We were sitting around the table for dinner, and we were having a discussion of the young 10-year-old Preston, who's out putting flags and flowers out on the tombstones of veterans and stuff. And my 6-year-old asked me, and he goes, "Well, why is he doing that, Dad?" And, you know, explained to him that it was Memorial Day weekend, and it was to remember all of the soldiers and stuff. And he goes, "Well, why did they die?" And I said, "Well, you know, to give us freedom." And he goes, "Well, what's freedom, Dad?" And I explained it to him. I said, "You know, freedom is for you to be able to sit there and watch your cartoons in the morning. It's for you to have your toys. It's for you and your mommy and daddy to be able to go and live the way that they want so that they can give you things and stuff like that." And he goes, "Well, you know, why wouldn't that be?" And I said, "Well, in this world, there are bad men that want to control other people." And he goes, "They could take things away." And I said, "Yeah, they could take things away, like your mommy and daddy and stuff." And he goes, "And like my toys and things like that?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." And he goes, "And soldiers stop them from doing that?" And I said, "Yes, son, yes, they do." And I said, "You know, they're willing to die for you and your freedom." And my 6-year-old looks at me and he goes, "So they're kind of like Jesus?" And I went, "Well, not exactly, but yes, and they're people willing to die for you and they not even all know who you are."
Yeah.
So I don't know. I found that kind of profound, the clarity and the innocence of a 6-year-old that
right
starting to get it.
To understand it at a 6-year-old level, yeah.
Yeah, and it just kind of struck me.
Well, so yeah, That's what we're doing, folks.
that's what we're doing.
We're fighting for that so that those memories don't get forgotten.
Yeah.
And people will always know and honor. And that's the biggest thing. When you come into Shasta County, if you're on I-5, what does it say on the county sign there on the bridge? We honor vets.
Yeah. And
we have to thank Trish Clark for all that kind of stuff. For
don't do what we're doing, if we don't take up the fight that we're doing as civilians, we allow that to be in vain. We dishonor their memory.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're doing this for freedom. I mean, there's no other motivation behind it. I'm doing this so my son can grow up in a country and do whatever he wants to be successful, to be who he is as a person, not so that Jerry Brown and some insane state legislature can decide what he does and how he does it and in what fashion he does it and how much it's going to cost him to do it and all of this other insane nonsense.
So he can be, hopefully, not to be another subject of theirs.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the thing. That's what they're doing. They're making everybody subjects.
Yeah. You know, when the president of your state senate says this is too important to leave up to the will of the people of California, we have a monarchy.
I have a big problem with that.
And it's got to go.
It's got to go, yeah.
So with that, I think we better slip off for our last break, and we'll be back. If you got any quick questions or comments, you can get us at 530-605-4567.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit soj51.net and donate now to show your support.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be in studio on Memorial Day remembering our veterans, but we'll also have guests. Steve Baird running for California State Senate for the 1st Congressional District, Grace Place, and Shasta Raceway. All will join us on Memorial Day right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Take the time to remember your veterans who have fallen in the defense of this country. KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Speed it up and not speed. Front, no stream. Thun, matter, structure, clatter with fear. Fight down. High flyer in a fire. Representing seven games in the government for hire in a combat site. Left to west coming in a hurry with the fury streaking down your neck. Keep my team reporters baffled. Trump, Kevin Kraft.
Thank you, God, it's the end of the world as we know it. I swear it's been the Twilight Zone for the last, what, 15 years?
Yeah, I mean, worse than the Twilight Zone. They hadn't even imagined this.
Well, I mean, the destruction of California has been going on for more than that. It's been going on for 50 years. But, you know, sometimes you look around at the things that are going on, and I swear I went to sleep September 10th, 2001, and woke up in the Twilight Zone and have been here ever since.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
I know.
It's been crazy. Wanted to touch on one thing real quick. As we said, we are calling the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Hopefully in July there will be more details coming on that, and we'll getting that out there. And again, we want to touch on when we have that. It's going to be open to everybody from each county to come and have their say. There's not going to be a Delphi committee that's going to decide who gets to speak and how many votes they get. Every county gets one. You know, North Carolina doesn't get more than anybody else. Rhode Island doesn't get any more than anybody else. New York doesn't get any more than anybody else. It's equal under the law for everybody.
Right.
Okay. And everybody gets to come and everybody gets to have their say. And everybody's going to be polite-ish. and listen, and you know the what comes out of that, because if we're not that kind of people, what we're doing is not worth it anyways, because we're not worth fighting for if we're not that kind of people that I know us to be.
Right.
With that, there is no meeting for Jefferson or the Reading Patriots Monday because of Memorial Day.
Absolutely. That's
and
correct.
Then you've got some announcements as well.
Okay. We were talking about the meetings, and let's see, there was something else. There's going to be a rally on June 2nd at the Capitol, and it's basically the chain gang trying to have some emphasis on that. And the best thing, I guess the best way to approach it is that we're going to be linked together, walking through the Capitol, representing businesses and industries that have been totally kiboshed by California and its regulations.
Yeah.
So maybe a logger. A truck driver. You name it. You pick an industry. Everybody's been affected. So you pick an industry.
What haven't they punched in the mouth?
I know. I know. And it's just, it's one of those things. So some of our geniuses have decided to pull that together, and they are having the media there, and they're going to walk through the Capitol and go to all of the representative offices that they can and just kind of show them what they're doing to their constituents and to their bosses. You remember that. We are the employers of all those people that work down the Capitol. So we're going to go show them what they're doing to their employers. So it's going to be – it'll be effective, and it should be a good time had by all.
Are we allowed to chase the lobbyists?
Sure, I guess. I don't know. Okay. I can't say one way or the other. So you just have to live and understand what the risks are.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we are out of our hour, and we will see you guys on the other side next week. We'll be having some more information. Keep working to make it yours, Jefferson, because that's what this really is all about. I was born and raised in the boondocks. One thing I know, no matter where I go, I keep my heart and soul in the boondocks. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A section of one of the busiest highways along the East Coast is closed due to heavy rain from Tropical Depression Bonnie. The South Carolina Highway Patrol closed the southbound lanes of Interstate 95 in Jasper County this morning, 20 miles north of the Georgia state line. Troopers say water is covering the road. They don't know when the highway will reopen. Search is resuming today for two people still missing in Texas and one in Kansas after torrential rains flooded rivers and washed out roads there. And Texas officials say four people have died. It is Memorial Day weekend, and SRN News military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, is reminding us it's not really a time for celebration, but instead a time to honor those who paid the ultimate price.
Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people quite in America today think of Memorial Day as a time of reflection, a time of thanksgiving for those that came before us and understood that freedom is not free.